Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, and this is also World Wednesday, and so keep on listening, and you'll hear a prayer in another language at the end of this podcast. And today we're reading from Psalm 119, and we're continuing on in verses 140 through 142 in the Voice Translation. It says this: "Your promise is tested and true. That's why your servant loves it. I may be insignificant to some and hated by others, but at least I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness will last forever, and your law is truth." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that your promise is tested and true, and that is why we can love it. You are truth. You are the keeper of promises. And we are thankful for that today, that in a world where things can spin out of control really quickly and we could have an awesome day one day and everything can fall apart the next, we can always rely on you, the solid rock, the beautiful one who bears the weight of our burdens and hears our prayers and uses us in your kingdom to bring good things about, that we can be about your kingdom work. It's such an amazing privilege to follow you, Jesus. And we just want to take this moment right now to praise you and thank you for what you did on the cross and for your resurrection, which is the exclamation point on all that you have done. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you that you live today, that you live to intercede for us at the right hand of the Father, and that your spirit within us groans with groanings too deep for words, that even when we can't pray, your spirit will pray for us. And thank you for that, Lord. And so I do pray for the person today who's having a hard time praying, who is maybe really disappointed with you, or just is so overwhelmed there's just no words. And maybe there's too much stress or not enough money at the end of the month. And Lord, we just, in those places, we know we don't have to be eloquent. We don't have to have awesome words or string sentences together in a perfect way for you to hear us. You hear us even when we go, ah, and I'm so grateful for that. A lot of my prayers are, ah. So thank you, Lord, that you understand where we're coming from, and you already perceive our needs before we even ask. You're a good, good Father who loves to answer the prayers of your children. Lord, for the second part of this verse, it says, "I may be insignificant to some and hated by others, but at least I do not forget your precepts." Lord, I pray for the person today who feels the weight of insignificance. And maybe that's a lately thing. Maybe they've felt significant up until this point, and then some things have happened, maybe in their job or in their ministry situation or within their family or friendships, that have caused them to feel insignificant. And so, Lord, thank you that in our feelings of insignificant, the truth is that we are still your children. And help us not to rely on how we feel today, but on the truth of your word, which is that we are loved by you, and that our significance and our worth comes from knowing the truth about ourselves. And Lord, so some of us have been hated by others. Some of us have had enemies. Some of us have been hurt recently or a long time ago. And so, Lord, I pray for you to salve that wound. You understand, because you walked this earth and you encountered all sorts of betrayal, all sorts of pain, all sorts of hurt. And because you encountered all that, you can empathize with us when we go through those same kinds of things. So, Lord, thank you for being that empathetic Savior. And I know I've used that phraseology before here on Pray Every Day, but it's true. And I'm so grateful that you understand what it's like to walk this earth and to experience the pain that comes from the relationships that we have on this earth. And Lord, we lift up our relationships with each other and in our lives right now into your hand, Lord. We give them to you. We cannot control them. And forgive us for trying to control other people, whether it be our children, our parents, our friends, our enemies. We cannot control what other people say. We cannot control what they do. We cannot control whether they tell the truth or tell a lie. We cannot control whether they like us or not. We cannot control whether they'll choose to be in relationship with us or not. We cannot control whether they will write us letters or call us or email us. We cannot control any of that. But we can control the fact that we can lift them up to you in prayer. We can place them on your throne. We can place them on your shoulders. We can place them in your hands. Because, Lord, we cannot do it. We cannot make it right. And so, Lord, we relinquish our relationships to you, and we ask and we know that you will hold them very securely. Thank you that your righteousness will last forever and that your law is truth. I love how that how the psalmist ends in Psalm 142 today. And I just pray that we would meditate on your truth today. Jesus, thank you for being the truth. And I pray this in your truthful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life is crazy, you can go to the Lord and he will listen to you. He will help you with those people that are frustrating, and he will bear the burdens of all the people that you carry around on your shoulders. Give them to him. And today I'm really excited about sharing a prayer from Isa, and this will be in Spanish. And she is a co-worker of one of my children, and so I found out about her through them. And I just know you're going to be blessed by this prayer. So without further ado, here's Isa.
Salmos 119, versículos 140 al 142. Esta es la nueva versión internacional. Tus promesas han superado muchas pruebas. Por eso tu siervo las ama. Insignificante y menospreciable como soy, no me olvido de tus preceptos. Tu justicia es siempre justa. Tu ley es la verdad. Querido Padre Celestial, gracias, gracias por mostrarnos tus leyes, tus preceptos, por guiarnos a la luz. Gracias porque tú siempre eres justo, porque podemos descansar en eso, a pesar de todos los problemas, de todas las cosas que se nos presenten día a día, siempre podemos descansar en el hecho de que tú eres justo. Tu justicia es siempre justa. Que a ti te importamos, de que todo está en tus manos. Gracias, Señor. Permite que día a día recordemos tu palabra, que descansemos, que inclusive cuando estemos dormidos la recordemos, que la compartamos con nuestros amigos, con nuestra familia, especialmente con nuestros hijos. Que podamos guiarlos y discipularlos para conocerte, para servirte, para amarte, porque eres hermoso, porque tus leyes muestran lo mucho que te importamos y lo maravilloso que eres. Gracias, Padre. Señor, este día yo quiero compartir, yo quiero servir, yo quiero ser un instrumento para ti. Permíteme ser usada por ti. Permíteme seguir adelante a pesar de todo lo que se me presente. Permíteme seguir adelante amándote. Gracias, Señor, porque solamente agarrada de ti, agarrada de tu palabra, podemos hacer eso. Gracias, Padre, por todo lo que has hecho, porque nos has escogido, que nos has permitido conocerte. Gracias.